Champaign-Urbana.
I've got an idea. You want to hear it?
We'll go with it.
Since it's so hot outside, why not go in and play basketball?
Does that sound
like a good idea? That's what my son has been doing the last 2 days. He's been actually at St. Thomas More in the basketball camp for the Sabres. And Coach Kenny, James Kenny, joining us now on the Tay and Jay Show. You have an endorsement for my son. He's loving you.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good to hear.
Well, Coach, congratulations. Talk about your new position.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah. It's exciting. At this point, kind of overwhelming because, you know, a tub of paperwork has just been dumped on top of me, and they're saying, hey, let's get this thing straightened down. Let's get everything under control. And that's what I've been doing for the last several days. And I tell you what, it's a lot more to this than I thought, but it's all doable.
Yeah, obviously, James, you're a freshman coach or an AAU coach. What's the hardest part of taking over a high school program now?
Well, you know, I guess the advantage for me being at St. Thomas More as a freshman coach for the last 4 years gave me kind of an inside track, if you will, because of the fact that I know the kids. And, you know, that's one of the good things. But the tough part is, like I say, is handling three different programs, which is the varsity, the JV, and the freshman program. You know, I'm over all those programs and juggling all three programs, trying to get the summer stuff going, trying to get our workout schedule together. That's kind of been the toughest part. But, you know, I figure once I get everything under control, it's all doable.
Talking with the newest St. Thomas More boys basketball coach, James Kenny, takes over for Todd Anderson. And James, did you lobby for this job? I mean, I know they wanted to go for a teacher. They didn't find the right fit. How surprised were you that they went after you?
Well, I was kind of surprised that, you know, when I saw in the paper that they were looking for a teacher, and I was like, oh, man, that's not good for me. but, you know, they told me, hey, James, just apply for the job just like any other person who's applying for the job. Just fill out the app and do all the things. Give us your resume, and let's go from there. Let's just see what happens. And I had actually two interviews. The first one went well. The second one is when they let me know, hey, Mr. Kenny, we selected you as the head coach. And I'm like, what? Are you serious? So it was a surprise, but a good surprise.
James Kenny, he's the new St. Thomas More boys basketball coach. And Coach, of course, you work for Unit 4 schools, so you're not going to be at St. Thomas More during the day. How big of a deal do you think that is?
Well, that's one of the issues when Marcus called me, they have that I work for Unit 4. That is actually not true.
Oh, I apologize. Okay.
That's okay. I am actually a technician for the Illinois State Police. I'm a mechanic for the Illinois State Police.
Okay.
I've been doing that for the past 11 years. Before that, I came from Ford Motor Company. So I'm a cop car mechanic.
There you go. Well, I apologize. Okay. I know Marcus had done a great article on you, and I had read that article, and I remember that from a couple days ago that you were doing that. Is it too much of a deal, though? Do we make too much of it that not having a coach actually in the school during the day?
No, see, that's where you start networking. What you do is you find someone who is in the school, and you bring them aboard the basketball team for whatever reason, and then they actually do the footwork in the school for you.
Sure.
As far as grades, you know, how are they doing academically? How are they doing as far as, you know, not being silly in school all the time? You know, so you get someone, like I say, in the school to do that stuff for you. That's called what we call networking, gentlemen.
kids aren't silly, are they, Coach?
newest St. Thomas More basketball coach James Kenny joined us for just a couple more minutes. And Coach, obviously you've coached at the high school level. We all remember your son James when he played at Centennial.
Yes.
But I know you coached an AAU program too. You're at a private school, an AAU program. Is there going to be any correlation between those two?
You know what? I'm not sure. One of my plans were, one of my thoughts were, and I'll have to check the. See how legal this is, because I want everything to stay legal. I was hoping to possibly, you know, get some kids from St. Thomas More involved in AAU basketball.
Sure.
So they can kind of get into the year-round basketball thing. I think it will make them much better players and also will make St. Thomas More much more of a powerhouse.
Right.
What is the potential of St. Thomas More? Obviously, we've seen football. They've done unbelievable. We've seen golf. They do well at a lot of sports. Basketball, obviously, you won a regional last year, even though the regular season wasn't that great. What is the potential for St. Thomas More basketball?
I think the potential is really good. We have a lot of great kids. And no disrespect to Todd Anderson, really great, great fan of mine. Taught me a lot of things coaching-wise. But we have two different styles, and I think, you know, if the kids are willing to use the style of basketball that I'm trying to bring in, if they'll buy into my system, I think it will be a very successful basketball program. It's going to be a new day and age for St. Thomas More basketball, gentlemen.
Now describe your style, Coach. What do you mean by that? Different style.
I'm up-tempo style basketball. We don't walk the ball up unless we need to. We push the ball. We press people at all times. We run a 24-hour press, gentlemen. So it's going to be just a different type of basketball. Like I say, more upbeat, energetic, trapping, just all over the
yeah.
floor.
Is this James Kenney or Nolan Richardson? What's going on here? Well, Coach James Kenney, congratulations, Coach, on being named the next coach at St. Thomas More. We wish you good luck, and we look forward to talking to you in the future.
Okay, thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
All right, James Kenney. That is great. So he's going with the full court press, up and down, getting up and down. Hey.
Sounds like AAU basketball.
I would love to play that, and it does sound like AAU. That's you're right.
Now, when you get in that system, do you go with the five in, five out, keep rotating them?
You know,
you got to get 10 players out.
I tell you, a buddy of mine, Bill Lyons from Atwood Hammond, he incorporated that last year and had a lot of success. And he did. He went five in as hard as they could go for about a minute, got them out, went five more in, and went as hard as they can go. And you know what? It worked for him, and he loves it. So I could see it working, especially when you start getting good athletes that can do it.
Glad we got James on, yes. Taking over a program. I think it's got, when you talk about a private school, one of the only ones in the area, obviously there's a lot of potential to grow there. But